Sounds like somebody came on.
That old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When it does, it will even up the score. Don't be weak. As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in.
Don't give in.
That old wheel will roll around again.
That will even the score.
When love is gone, and the one you thought would stay does you wrong.
Does you wrong.
And you're left alone to pay. The price is high.
Way high.
But through Christ you'll survive. Don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
Amen.
That old wheel, gonna roll around once more. When it does,
and when it does,
it will even up the score. Don't be weak,
don't be weak.
As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
Play it, Paul, for the boy.
Be times hard to control, and you'll find you'll hurt down in your soul. There'll be those who'll be glad to see you down, but don't give in.
Amen.
That old wheel will roll around again. That old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When it does,
when it does,
it will even up the score. Don't be weak,
don't be weak.
As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
That old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When it does,
when it does,
that will even up the score. Don't be weak,
don't be weak.
As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. Cause that old wheel will roll around again. Roll around again.
Well, good morning, Remnant, and welcome to Coffee with the Radio Ranch Wranglers this Saturday morning, September 2nd, 2023. We welcome you here. And Josh, I think you're on the line with us. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
And I'm working on this board. I don't know if you can hear me any better out there or not.
I can hear Richard.
Well, good. Who else came on?
I can't hear you, Richard.
Is that you, Paul? I guess Paul still can't hear me, huh? Sorry about that.
Yeah, no.
Okay. Well, we'll... Hopefully that's not too loud out on the stream, but good morning. I don't know if anybody else came on, Josh and Paul, and got a remnant all across the nation, and we say good morning to you as well. And Josh, would you open us up in prayer this morning?
Heavenly Father, we do thank you for this day, Lord. We thank you for the protections you've offered us, Lord. Pray that you continue to watch over, protect us, and keep us safe, Lord. Pray that you apply that blood to every aspect of our lives, Lord, that you cleanse us, purify us, perfect us, Lord. Pray that you lead, guide, and direct us, help us to know which path we should take, Lord, every day. Pray that we would not lean on our own understanding, Lord, but look to you for all the answers. Pray that you grant us eyes to see, Lord, to be able to see what's going on around us and see the truth, Lord. Not just the deceptions that the wicked ones have intended for our destruction, Lord. Pray that you'd help us be you, man. Pray that you'd help us to be the men that we ought to be, Lord, and the leaders for our families and communities and countries. Lord, we do thank you for everything. Lift up your name. We pray everything in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
An echo, Richard.
Okay. Yeah, let me see if I can adjust that down a little bit. Hopefully that helped with that some. Well, again, Remnant, good morning.
Whenever.
I'm sorry?
Paul and I talk. I said just whenever Paul and I would talk.
All right. Is that any better there?
You go a little higher.
Yeah,
you go a little higher if you could.
All right. Well, we'll try that. And
that's pretty good.
Good. Good, good, good. Well, Remnant, we do have the phone lines open this morning, 307-745-5913. Apologize, we haven't been on the radio the last couple weeks. We have been in the hay fields. The old saying that you make hay when the sun shines holds true. And so that's sure what we've been trying to do. Get a little hay cut and get it baled and get it in the barn, so to speak. And so hope that we'll get that wrapped up here in the next week or two, is sure the plan, and then get back on the Jason on Tuesday night, our Wednesday night prayer meeting, and Thursday night as well. And so hopefully we can get going on that. Well, I've got a couple of notes down. Sure seems like a lot more is still going on with the fires in Maui. Seeing just depending on what news agency you look at, saw one today that they'd recovered about 450 bodies. Saw one this past week, Governor Josh Green, the governor out there, saying that probably 1,050 people have lost their lives in those fires. And it just, in the mainstream media, seems like it's more important to talk about Kevin Costner's divorce than it is 1,000 people killed in a fire in Hawaii. But that's just, I guess, the way society is. Guys, have you any comments or thoughts? Have y'all seen anything on this?
There's a lot on YouTube about it, and it sounds like they're pretty fishy. It's just hard to imagine people would do that. It's some people call it the massacre.
Yeah, it would be called a massacre. But that's not what they're calling it. They're just calling it unfortunate. So I think we'll see what the end result is, to see what comes of it. Like the biblical principle of by their fruits. So we'll see what comes of this. If the conspiracy theories of, they wiped out this almost indigenous third, fourth generation population there to build back better, as they like to say. And I hear the phone line beeping and on and off. Don't know if we've still got everybody there.
Yeah, trying. Getting off and back out, see if that has the feedback.
Sure.
But it didn't off. Are you hearing it too, Paul, or just my line?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, I tell you guys, we've been out of the office all week, like I'd said, on basically out in the hay fields, trying to work around the little bit of rain that's come and whatnot. So I haven't had a lot of time to really be in on current events. I think the enemies continue to do what they do. Saw a headline that the ATF was again looking to push and promote universal background checks. And just by what we might think just a whim of theirs, it's part of their plan, but that's not something that Congress has voted on. It's not a bill that has been presented to make a law, a man's law. It's not. It's just a what the ATF has decided this week that they want to do. And so, again, we'll see if that comes to be, if that continues to be pushed by them. I think many times that they push things out almost like fishing, just to see, they throw bait out to see what catch, what their bait can catch, what either riles the people up or just kind of slides in there.
Yeah, I think you're right, and if they don't get too much pushback, they stay with it. Yeah, whatever it is they're trying to push.
Yeah, if they don't get the pushback.
I almost think it's like they see what they can get away with, and just keep pushing and pushing. And the American people are so divorced from God's law that they don't even know what they're dealing with.
Yeah, I think you're right, Paul. I think the people are there. They just don't know. They know that it's not right to have all these laws on them, but they don't know. They don't know why these things are happening, and they. How was it God described the people of Nineveh to Jonah? What was it? 120,000 that didn't know their right hand from their left. They just didn't know what was going on.
And we just don't know how to think as a people.
Yeah, I think that's how our people are today. They don't know. They think that this, the way things are is in their society today, are just the way that it's always been. Well, this is how it was when the pilgrims were here, and this is how it was in the 1700s and the 1800s and the early 1900s, and it's that way today. You know, the evil white man just trying to destroy everything. And that's the narrative that's out there, and it's just... what was the old cowboy saying? It ain't.
One thing we all need to watch is.
Go ahead, Josh.
One thing we all need to watch is not being an echo. And just because you hear somebody say something doesn't mean that's the truth. We need to take it and make sure that whatever we're thinking is correct before we just echo it and send it on down the line.
Look at Obama got in office. You know, the Bible says that you should not have a stranger rule over you. And this never even occurs to people that he's a stranger and what's wrong.
Most people...
Paul, you had talked about YouTube and, you know, the things like nowadays, well, I'm one of them. The last place I look if I want to see what's going on is the news. But there are so many other ways that we receive what's going on or what have you, different podcasts and these little alternate news places and what have you. One of the biggest podcasts right now is the Joe Rogan podcast. He's got a lot of listeners. I read the number the other day, but I don't remember exactly the number. But he had this Oliver Anthony guy on, the one that sang the Rich Man North of Richmond song. And haven't listened to the whole podcast, but I saw a little clip of it. The headline said that, you know, Oliver Anthony reads scripture on the most popular platform, whatever, in the world. And so I pulled it up and saw where, sure enough, when they were talking in their podcast, that Oliver Anthony pulled up, grabbed his Bible and read Proverbs 4:20 to 4:27 on that podcast. So thought that was pretty neat because he's the same guy that, you know, at different concerts and stuff, he'll read scripture and talk about God. And that's not something you see every day.
Amen to that. It's not you. It is encouraging, you know, whether you agree with this guy and his music, whether it's whatever. He's been thrust in the spotlight, and he's not backing off the scriptures. And I think that's again, it's by their fruits. What is he doing? He's using his opportunity to read. And you said, what was it? Proverbs 4:20? And
Yeah,
4:20. And 4:20, my son, give attention to my words. Incline your ear to my sayings. Basically, telling the people, look to the word. Look to the word. You know, many times we've seen, you know, you see Tim Tebow's and people that sometimes that get an opportunity that are Christian. And what do you hear most of the time? John 3:16 or something like that. This is scriptural. The guy going back reading Proverbs and pushing that on the people. I think that's where you have to start.
Would you read those scriptures? I got my Bible, but the feedback is I'd rather not read it.
Yeah, Proverbs 4:20? Or was it 20?
4:20 to 4:27.
Yeah. My son, give attention to my words. Incline your ear to my sayings. Do not let them depart from your sight. Keep them in the midst of your heart, for they are life to those who find them and health to all their body. Watch over your heart with all diligence, for from it flow the springs of life. Put away from you a deceitful mouth, and put devious speech far from you. Let your eyes look directly ahead. Let your gaze be fixed straight in front of you. Watch the path of your feet, and all your ways will be established. Do not turn to the right nor to the left. Turn your foot from evil. And boy, there's a repent. There sure is.
And you can argue and find fault with just about anything anybody does, but when you open your Bible and read scripture, it's hard for anybody to be able to attack that. Any of us, anyway.
That's right. Hey, Josh, guys, I'm going to play a song and see if I can get this distortion fixed up. Guys, we'll be right back. Hold on.
Look in your Bible, and there you will see. The fourth one on a veiled horse, always soon he will pass. Four horsemen are riding, they're riding soon.
Okay, guys, let's see if that's any better. My apologies, we're still having some issues here with the board. Josh, go ahead. Can we hear you any better now?
Much better.
All right. Let's try that. How about you, Paul?
Yeah, I can hear.
All right. Well, good. Well, again, Josh, that Proverbs 4, it doesn't get any more basic than that for instructions, and that's where the people need to start.
Yes, sir. Everything is really simple when you just get the crap out of the way. You know, don't make things so difficult. What is it, the very end of the past, he's the whole purpose of man is to teach God and keep his commandments. Now, that's really simple. Now, people are not taught commandments in the steeple houses today. They're not even taught. You can hardly find a person that knows what sin is. It's just amazing. But the people love it that way. There's no one to blame. We can only repent ourselves and straighten things out and help the people that will be helped. I'm firmly convinced you can't force the Word of God down anybody's throat if they don't want to hear it. So I don't know. That's my take on it. If somebody's hungry, we're there to feed them. But until the American people are become hungry for God's word, then things will change. That's it. You know, there's no God in Congress or Washington, D.C. It's totally gone from there. And they have no idea. They think they make another law to fix it, and they didn't. Everything they do, it makes it worse. So until the people have the government they deserve, is what it amounts to, and they have nothing to offer. And now we have to live with the curses of God on this land with everything that's going on with nature. You can say, you know, there's people that say there's seed in the cloud and all that stuff, but this is God that's sending these adversity all over. It's all over the world. I just think it's the final thing, you know, that message that John did on the eclipses, you know, that coming in through in 24, and I don't know, it seems to me like it's building up to the grand finale.
Amen.
Well, and also, so you say that it's from God, and even if he's using them as a tool, it's happening because he's allowing it to happen. He has given permission for it to come to us because it's what we deserve. And it's not just what we deserve, but it's what we need right now to bring us back towards them. Some children, you can talk to them, and they'll change the way they act. Others, you have to punish them, and they'll change the way they act. Others, there's nothing short of the rod that will change the direction they're going in because they're just that stubborn and hard-headed. And so, you know, we've had many different levels of correction trying to put us back on the path at this point as a country, and it has so far failed. If you look around and then see, starting with ourselves and then everywhere else around us, we're not where we should be, and so you have to use a little bit heavier and heavier hand, trying not to destroy us, but to give us just the right amount of correction to put us back where we need to be, where we're actually better off.
Time and time again, you know, you read your Bible, all the words. I read something the other night where we get in rebellion, but we have to be corrected, and there are going to be consequences, but there's always a remnant. But he has to carry something through. But you said that mercy on God is there for his, you know, his people. No, we've never fully been destroyed since the Garden of Eden, and coming out of Egypt. We've never been destroyed, and that's why people, all America, are going to be done. No, it's not going to be done. It's going to be cleansed. It's going to be purified. It's going to be restored to God's way at some point in time.
Yeah, I see a picture of a child running wide open towards a six-lane freeway with traffic blazing at 70 miles an hour. That's where we're at. You know, we're running as fast as we can towards destruction. And he's pulling back on us, trying to save us from that, trying to call us back. And it's just if we hear or not, and if we choose to see. That is such an important thing to be able to see, and it's something we should be praying for. that we would have eyes to see, because there's constantly a picture being painted in front of us of a reality that is not correct. It's not the truth. And it takes a little work to see through that and see what's actually happening. And that it's the puppeteers that are pushing this alternate reality that don't want us to see the impending doom that we're running wide open towards, because it benefits them, and all they're worried about is them. But when you have those eyes to see, you can see more and realize more, know that we need to be running to God, not to the world, and that we need salvation that can only come from Him. And the way we get that is from Him and from His Word, and not just by reading it, but by doing it every day and praying that He guide our path, that He show us, Lord, what you got for me today? What should I be doing? And when you get that opportunity to do His work, to be in His will, you take that opportunity and you do as you should. And most of the time later on down the road, you get to see, even though you didn't understand then, your works manifest and what was actually going on by you just being obedient and doing what He tells you to do.
I remember reading that verse a long time ago. He has ears to hear and eyes to see, you know, and it just, if you think about that, he who has that, I would say, but everybody don't have that. That's just a fact of life. So if you have ears to hear and eyes to see, I mean, look at these people. I've seen a thing on YouTube the other day where they're so intense on sending the money to Ukraine, because Ukraine is sending it back to these people in their own pockets. So it's actually a money laundering scheme is what it made a lot of sense. I'm not sure of that. But they are hot to give money to Ukraine, but they're feeding it back to these special people. You know, that war is a racket, you know, it's just a flat racket going on, and they got it. But I cannot imagine to be in Biden's shoes and know the end isn't that far away and still pursue that without thinking about it. I mean, but they're blinded. That's all they think about. I see farmers today that do that. They're just, I've seen a guy, you know, wanting to buy my land. He's 85 years old, just wants some more and more and more, but that's all he knows. He goes to church, thinks he knows, but he don't know nothing. But, yeah, it just, you know, I could see that this life's pretty short a long time ago. So, you know, where do you put your values? You know, someone to talk to about God's things is pretty rare on a local level. You know, we got each other that we have here, but locally there's not that many. You know, and you got to realize, I guess maybe we're in middle school. Some people are in preschool yet, but they're pretty old people, but that's still the mentality of the people. And I don't consider that we know it all. We just know who's driving the bus.
You know, Paul, if you think about it, a parasite doesn't really have any thought of the welfare of the host. All they're worried about is their sales. And they don't care that they are destroying our country and its worth and its business. That makes no difference to them. All they care about is them lining their pockets for right now. And that's all they see and that's all they do. That's who they are and who they're programmed to be.
Yeah, and that's their nature. They're formed that way by God. If you go into the plant world, you know, there's not a single fungus or a single insect that is not a secondary issue, and it's God's way of destroying a plant. Well, you know, they'll come up with all the pesticides, we got to sell that thing, but that's God's way in life and in plant world and everything else. It's designed, Nebuchadnezzar, my servant. Now, and, you know, like you said, Joe Biden, my servant. So, but we're like the prodigal son. We got to go back to our God, because we're in the pig pen, whether we know it or not.
And it's, well, I guess, a blessing to be able to, because they've had the regular news media sewed up for so long that there's very little truth that you can get through there. And I feel like even when you do, then there's still that leaven in it but there's so many other ways, so many other avenues now of getting the word out that there are a lot of folks talking and realizing how many other people there are that see something's going on, that something's not right. And that's a blessing. And, you know, we should hope that that remnant would be the biggest remnant that it could be, you know, whoever's in our camp after that day of destruction or year or decade of destruction, whatever it tends to be. But we know that God doesn't want for any of us to perish or to be lost. That's not his will, but it's also applicable to people that will bend their knee and be in his will.
Yeah, I was reading here in the 1 Peter, chapter 5, verse 6 says, "Humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you at the proper time." And that is just, it seems like the opposite of what so many look to today. They're not wanting to humble themselves because they haven't been taught that. They haven't. The society and the world has taught just the opposite, to not be humble, but to be proud, to be haughty, to be and we see that. And so when you do see a humble spirit, when you see someone that's not that is trying to live by this, you know. It doesn't mean you walk around with your head down and just never do anything, but being humble under the mighty hand of God, when you read the rest of it, it talks about up in chapter 12, you know, not to be surprised at the fiery ordeal among you. It says that comes upon us for our testing. And I think that's what I was thinking, Paul, when you mentioned those eyes to see, you know, when we can kind of see that this ordeal that we and God's people are going through, that it's for our testing, whether it's as a people or as an individual, it's for our correction, to bring us hopefully humble before God, to bring us back in line with his good plans for us.
I used to always not like in scripture where it talked about the meek, and you know, where it was a good thing to be meek, because I always equated meekness with weakness. But now, as the older I get, the more I realize that it takes a lot more strength to be meek and self-control and humility than it does to be arrogant and haughty and self-centered and all those things. And there's seldom a situation where you're not better off for handling it in an aspect where you are meek than whenever you are loud and arrogant and haughty. I'm not going to say there's not any, but I don't know if I can give you for instance, of where I'd have been better off by being an arrogant smart aleck than by being meek and thinking about what I say before I say it and making sure that I don't come across as a know-it-all.
Well, that's what we go through when we learn this message. We get a little cocky, but then after God humbles, after a while, we get on to where you're talking about right now. This is when I've been there for sure. And you stop and think about how Jesus handled it. You can defuse an argument with a question better than an argument. What did you say? Jesus said they accused him of being the king of the Jews. Well, who do you say that I am? So you put the burden of proof back on them. And a question works much better than an argument. And that's the thing you talk about being stronger. It ain't really being stronger, it's being wiser. And really, it's more easy, but you take the whole world on when you've done that way. So and that seems like you got to have strength, but and it is. It's good. You know, there's a funny thing about stubbornness and conviction. They appear to be the same, but only you know the difference.
And see, you're speaking from your perspective of where you're at in life, and I respect that, Mr. Paul. But for me, I'm still at that point in life where I'd rather punch somebody in the face. So it's a little harder for me to be. I mean, it takes more strength for me. It takes more effort to be kind to someone that I think is not doesn't have any genuine intentions, is working angle or what have you, than it would for me to just tell them off. And I guess it's probably more of that flesh, you know, of wanting to have that satisfaction for myself, maybe. I'm not sure. But I'm looking forward to getting to where you're at. So,
well, with self-discipline, it's basically letting go of your pride. Pride is the biggest destructor in your personality, and it's our nature is to fight back. And, well, it's a different way to fight, and God knows how to do it. See, and he's so patient. He's waited on me so long. It's just amazing when you start to see how patient he is, and he doesn't want anybody in his kingdom that don't want to be there. You know, he's waiting on us, but his patience will run out sometime where he's going to bring the hammer down.
And we just got to see and know that him bringing the hammer down is what's best for us. You know,
yeah, his word says
he's going to come like a thief in the night, but it won't be for everybody.
Were you saying something, Richard?
Oh, just that you know, it talks about after you have suffered for a little while. We read that throughout, you know. Like we saw here in 1 Peter, don't be surprised at the fiery ordeal among you. A little bit later, it says, you know, resist. Talks about the devil prowling around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour. And 1 Peter 5:9 says, but resisting, firm in your faith. Resisting. And that's, you know, part of that is that flesh. That, like you said, Josh, it seems to be a whole lot easier and better and more fulfilling to just punch some people out sometimes. But that is the flesh. And then here, the rest of this verse says, knowing that the same experiences of suffering are being accomplished by your brethren who are in the world. And after you've suffered a little while, the God of all grace will himself perfect, confirm, strengthen, and establish you. And I've got that highlighted in two different colors in my Bible, because I try to go back to that when these things are happening, whether it's, you know, you're fighting against the flesh, like you said, Josh, wanting to wring somebody's neck, or the fiery ordeals that are among us, that it's because God is perfecting us. He is confirming us. He is strengthening us, and he is establishing us as we need to be, better than we are, different than we are. We're all on that journey, and on, you know, different parts of that journey. And but I try to go back to this to remember that you know, it's like push-ups. Man, they're uncomfortable when you're doing them. But eventually, it's better for you, and it's like that with, you know, these stripes that we go through. They're tough going through them, but if we can have those eyes to see that you said, Paul, you know, when these things are happening to us, then we see that. He is strengthening us. He is establishing us. He is confirming us, increasing our faith, preparing us for what he has for us tomorrow.
Well, it's exactly like you said with the push-ups. You if you do them, and they are hard, but if you continue to do it, well, you get the ability to do more. And what used to be hard becomes easy.
Yes.
And you can do more and do more and do more as you go. And that's what we should want, is to be able to do more for our families, to be better protectors, to be better teachers. You know, and not just our families, but communities and ultimately our country. It just makes a huge difference for every one of us that will do those push-ups, to be able to have, and I'm saying that in the biblical sense, to be able to have that strength to affect change around us.
Yeah, I think it's a pretty good time to, you know, to have that strength. And what I was thinking too, the Bible says, this says, listen much and speak little. When you speak, like you said, Chad, before, think about what you're going to say. Is it going to do any good or any harm? You know, but the truth is, you know, just like that lady, you know, I said about that $3 bill. She said, well, I got two queers in my family. And I said, well, disown them. And she was ticked, let me tell you. She was ticked. And the minute it came out of my mouth, I knew I shouldn't have said it because I knew that before. But 2-3 weeks later, she's very respectable because I said it's wrong. That's all I said. And then she knows that. And that's in people's heart. And it's time to just say it. You know, Proverbs is a powerful book, a little one-line sermons and stuff that you can dwell on all day. Guard your words. You don't need to say everything. You got to know if it's going to be, and don't get into an argument, because it does absolutely no good.
Well, and not just not quoting verbatim word for word, but that was one of the things that that Oliver Anthony said, was that he was encouraging people to read the book of Proverbs because it was just simple truth. That I don't know if he used the term one-liner, but he likened it to a father giving instruction to his children, and just that it was, you know, so good and so simple to read. And I agree with him wholeheartedly on that.
Well, you are very simple people. Once you get to know yourself, I ain't near as smart as I thought I was.
Yeah, and isn't it interesting? You know, the people that heard that singer, Mr. Anthony, say that, right? Go back to Proverbs. Just read Proverbs. It's like your dad telling your son or your child, you know, giving him help and wisdom and stuff. There's people that heard that. There's seeds planted there that, you know, people that would never tune in to. You know, some of the big name pastors in the land, whether it's Greg Laurie or Franklin Graham or whoever it may be, and they may tell them the same thing, but you know, it's the word and the instruction going out to a different group of people. Does that make sense? You know, people that might not be actively looking for godly advice or to get answers from the Bible, but they're being directed there anyway. Does that make sense?
It does, and just the, you know, the presentation of that there. People want to run to Revelations as the first thing they want. Okay, I'm on fire. I want to figure out what's going on. I'm going to run to Revelation. Well, if I had a choice, but send somebody Revelations or Proverbs, that would be a no-brainer, you know, of where to start at to be exposed to God's Word and the truth. And today, you know, what we should be doing. There's so much wisdom in Proverbs that we can apply to everyday life.
Yes.
To help us, no matter what stage we're at in Christianity or salvation or any of it. And, you know, that guy is where he's supposed to be. He's doing what he's supposed to be doing. Hopefully, he's one of us, and that's God's will for him, and he's being obedient. But even if he's not one of us and he's just a tool, it still doesn't change the fact that he got up there in front of all those people, just like what you're saying, that wouldn't have been exposed to any of these trying to think of something censored enough to a description of these terrible men that are presenting themselves as preachers. But the ones that have got sense enough not to tune into them, how about that? That are listening to this podcast and this guy and that hear that amount of truth, that amount of scripture, that's just a blessing. No matter if it's meant for our help or harm, the end result is that it is a good thing for people to hear scripture, and it's a good thing to have it presented in that manner where it is the Father taking care of his children, teaching his children in that manner.
Amen, because that's just what it is.
You never raise a man beyond where he should be. You know, you take Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, they're all dead, and they left us some really treasure. Some Pastor Peters left us some trouble, and what I admire most about the man is how he is sold out to the Word. He was flat sold out to the Word, with or without you. And that's what I admire about him, but it was the Word that changed him and the Word that changed us. So every one of us has to make that direct connection with God, and that's why you need to read that Word. You know, when I was fed up with the steeple house I was raised in, I figured the truth wasn't there. I was kind of frustrated, really, and I said, well, the Bible says a man can go higher than his teacher. And I said, okay, God, you teach me. So I put that Bible on my desk and let it fall open where it was, and that's how I got beyond it. And then I didn't particularly care for Pastor Peters when I first met him, and but that was my problem, wasn't him, but I just kind of let it go. He was telling the truth, and it was the only place I was getting it, so... But yeah, I was at a point, you know, I was, well, who do you trust anymore? But I want you people in the whole world to understand it's you and God, it ain't us and God. So make that connection, it's your connection. And you know, and it don't matter, the Word is a two-edged sword, it cuts like a knife. Just say it is written. You don't have to argue with people, but you know, the thing of it, my point is to bear witness is what we have. That's our only duty in this world is to bear witness.
Yes.
We can't dictate the outcome. So, then I think bearing witness has a huge impact, especially now when people are very unstable. We'll find everything is pretty unstable all around us. So, and I think people are ready for it more than they were in my day and age.
Sure seems that way, Paul, that people are ready for it, whether they know it or not. They sure seem like they're ready for it.
Well, they're saying stuff I said 30 years ago, but it's so good that I hear them say it because I was there at one time. But this is the kind of stuff they're saying that, you know, you never heard that before. I mean, just like this guy is singing that song, The Rich Man North of Richmond. I mean, he was a drunk going down to the farm markets and stuff and singing. Somebody picked up on it, put on YouTube, and look, they offered him $8 million. No, I ain't taking that. They offered him money to sing at a National Anthem, no, I'll do that for free. You know, money don't own him. You can't buy him. And it is so cute. And people are precipitating to him so much. You know, I mean, I think he's a prophet of God, actually. And he ain't trying to be either. So I just think there's some really neat things happening at the moment. Because, well, I see where CNN and all the major news media are scared to death of that guy because they're losing people to a guy like that, you know. And they're not leading the show no more. They're scared.
It's funny, Paul, I was thinking, as you were saying about, for, you know, you've been seeing this and saying it for 30 years, and I was thinking about that 11th hour message, and, you know, maybe you had to start early because you're just that slow, you know, versus other folks. They get that 11th hour message, and then they can, you know, with the snap of a finger, see it and come around and be where they're supposed to be. So it's all about, and I know you're not saying it as a proud way, but I'm just laughing as far as myself, and maybe I had to start early because it was going to take me this long, you know, because I was particularly hard-headed. But there's no room for pride or arrogance. I think I probably talk about it every time we go on radio. Everything we have is from God. You know, He gives it to us. And when you see things that way, there's not a whole lot of room for pride and haughtiness because you're not that great, and it's not something that you did on your own.
No. Thus I am, I was a messenger boy. You know what? Not a lot of people knew Pastor Peter personally, but I'll tell you what. He was the most humble man you ever seen off a pulpit. But he was on the pulpit, he was in control. But, I mean, he was all ears when he was off. He was a very, I don't know, he was just a, he touched the electric fence one too many times. I think he's a little rough some places, but his heart was excellent.
Amen. Amen. I certainly agree with that.
And so, you know, back to what y'all were talking about, that remnant, that's who we should be striving to be, those that are found in God's will, doing God's will every day, and seeking that protection, that covering that can only come from Him. Because no matter what that day of destruction looks like, there is salvation in Him. And it's, if you continue running towards that freeway, there's a good chance that you're going to get run over, that you will be destroyed. But whenever you listen and you turn and go back to the Father, that's where your salvation is. And it's just so important that that be the direction we're headed right now, instead of continuing to run away from Him to the pleasures and the deception and the lie of this world.
Pastor Peter sent out a post one time a while back, you know, the sheep all going over the cliff. They're just going right over the cliff. There's one sheep going the other way. Excuse me, excuse me, excuse me. You know, that one. I lost my Lord. That was
right.
A great one.
It is. And yep. you see that more and more, Paul. You know, you see that more and more with different examples, I guess. But you see it not just from the pulpit, but because I think that's what we collectively, I think that's what a lot of the remnant has been doing. Whether you say it's, oh, well, we're not going along with all this, and you get accused of following and believing in conspiracy theories. Oh, you think the FBI is this and that, and you think this, and you think that. And then whether it's 10, 20, 30 years later, it is proven out. And I think that's where most of us are, you know, headed in the opposite direction, saying, excuse me, pardon me, hey, it looks better this way, excuse me. I see our remnant as, you know, as that sheep going the different direction.
But we're being delivered by His grace.
Yes. Yes.
We have ears to hear, eyes to see.
You know, let Him hear, right? Even in Revelation, if you want to go there, it says that, right? Listen to what the Spirit says to the churches. if you have eyes to see it, if you have ears to hear it, that's certainly not where we start.
I'm not trying to discourage anybody from reading Revelation by
right.
any means, but you know, as a babe, you need to start with the milk and with the foundation.
Yes.
To be able to understand the more intricate truths. I don't know how you'd describe it, but there's just a lot more to it. But you gotta crawl before you can walk.
And that's important, to have a tender heart where you can meet a person where at, not where you're at. You know, you go, you know, shoving scripture down their throat. They don't even know what you're talking about. You might as well be talking Greek to them, because they don't know. But they do have a heart. They know they need something for salvation. And but my point is, you got to meet that person where they're at, not where you're at. And don't. It's like playing cards. Don't show all your cards right up front. You know, just keep feeding them where they're at. And you got to be sensitive to their needs, not your needs.
Amen. Well, guys, there's the hour. We're out of time this morning. Thank you so much, guys, for carrying the show this morning. And I've got a page of notes from the encouragement that I got from you guys, so I sure appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
And Remnant, we thank you for tuning in. And I hope it's been an encouragement to you like it has been to me to have fellowship with godly men and to hear the scripture applied and how it has been in their lives. We want to invite you to join us for church tomorrow, and you can do that at scriptures4america.org. You can tune in starting at 8:30 a.m. Mountain, 9:30 Central, 10:30 Eastern. And we try to start out with a little scriptural review, maybe a review of the news, and then a timeless pulpit truth message, and then a new message for you as well, and give you the opportunity to partake of communion. So hopefully you'll join us, and you can do that again at scriptures4america.org. And click on the live video stream. If you have a good video, a good internet connection, it's also streamed out audio. And so you can tune in there as well. So thank you for joining us. May the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob bless those of you that are His. Bless you and keep you. Make His face and countenance shine upon you and grant you peace. Have a great weekend, Remnant. God bless.
Rolling, 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 stay high.
Ha! Ha!
Keep rolling, 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 though this country's stolen, keep on rolling over, stay high. Fast and free together, make them health and forever.
This is WTWW, Lebanon, Tennessee, USA.